I ran the most notable sports agency in the world, called Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment. They made the movie Jerry Maguire about our firm. And my very first day of running the sports agency, we were negotiating an opportunity to buy and move the Los Angeles Rams back to Los Angeles. And Lee himself was not available. He actually was in rehab without anybody's knowledge. And so my very first day, I had to negotiate a $1 billion opportunity with no real experience. And I called Lee and I asked him for advice. I said, I've learned that you're either humble or you're about to be. And so I'm going to be humble and tell you, I really am not prepared, nor am I capable of doing this transaction. Can you give me some advice on how to close this deal to move the Rams from St. Louis back to Los Angeles? And he said to me, David, there's three simple rules. One, don't negotiate to the last penny. Always be kind and don't do business with dicks, which is the name of my newest book. And it really hit home that through my career, I'd always chose success and money over the people I surrounded myself with. Even though I studied and I'm chairman of Napoleon Hill, I've studied Napoleon Hill, Bob Proctor, Stephen Covey, and so many others who will talk about surrounding yourself with the right people and the right ideas. In fact, some people believe you're the aggregate of the five people that you spend the most time with. Anybody here ever hear that or believe that you're the aggregate of the five people? I don't believe that at all, or else the great mothers of five children would be the aggregate of their five children who spend all their time with their five children. I believe, especially in social media, that you need to pay attention to what team you're playing on and what position you're playing on that team. You see, the fastest way to get to where you want to be or better is to find someone that's already there or help someone get to where you are. And so, if you don't know what team you're playing on by subject matter, topic, or expertise, and you don't know what position you're capable of playing, and you're not surrounding yourself with the people in the positions ahead of you and having people on your team that you can help get to where you are, you're losing the easiest and fastest way to get to where you want to be. And I see so many people by subject matter, topic, and expertise in social media surrounding themselves with the wrong people and the wrong idea. It's just a matter of frequency when you do. I remember surrounding myself. I graduated law school, and within the first 3 years, my first exit was to Thomson Reuters for $3.4 billion. And all I wanted to do was be rich. I grew up with a single mom who literally worked two jobs, one as a teacher, and then packed our dinners in a paper bag, drove us around, filled up turnstiles with greeting cards just so we could eat. And I learned through my mom that consistent, persistent pursuit of my potential. And I now was rich. After my exit, I started to believe that money could buy love and happiness. All my identity was tied to that money. In fact, I was worth over $100 million. And if my bank account went up $100, I would be happy. If it went down $100, I would be sad. My wife would ask me, "What's the matter?" I'm like, it's bad. My bank account is down. She'd say, "How much?" I'm like, like $150. And she'd look at me like I was an idiot. Only because my entire identity was tied to how much money I made. And I started surrounding myself with the wrong people and the wrong ideas. And I ended up in 2008 losing everything, losing over $100 million. And I remember walking up to my mom's house, the only reason I wanted to be rich that I bought her. And I couldn't even talk when she answered the door. She said, What's the matter? I said, "Mom, I lost everything. I'm bankrupt. I even lost your house. I forgot to take my name off of my mom's title. So when I went bankrupt, they took my mom's home." I thought it would destroy my mom. And I'm crying. And she's like, "Is everything okay?" I said, "Mom, I don't think you heard me. I lost your home. You need to move." She goes, "Oh, no, I heard you. Are you okay? Are the kids okay? Do you need any money?" I'm like, "Mom, I don't think you heard me. I lost your home. You need to move. Why is God punishing me?" And she smirked at me. My mom's fairly religious. She smirked at me. I said, "What's so funny?" She said, "God doesn't punish people. He protects them. He promotes them. He loves and perfects them. And that's the way you need to look at this." I said, "Mom, I don't believe in God." She smirked at me again, and she said, "Son, you believe in God. You just believe in the wrong God." My life changed that day. I went home, spoke to my wife, revamped my entire life, started to surround myself by subject matter, topic, and expertise with the right people. I fired 3 friends that I had since elementary school from all the misuse of drugs and alcohol and parties and things that I had surrounded myself. I had everything I ever wanted, and I had access to things that even billionaires couldn't afford. Super Bowls, Pro Bowls, Masters, Academy Awards, the Grammy Awards. And yet, I never felt so empty. I was filling a God-sized hole with everything but God. And when I learned that everything has a frequency, and that although most of our lives are spent in a divine direction, and we don't understand the evidence that is presented day by day. No matter what your faith is, and I believe in all faiths, I believe in the faith that you believe in, something bigger than you that loves you more than your mom, no matter who you are, which is why I'm on 200 stages a year talking about appreciating our differences. Believe it or not, none of us are equal. Look around you. There's not one equal person here. We all should have equal opportunity. Every single one of us should have equal opportunity to pursue our potential, but none of us are equal. We're all different, and we need to learn to appreciate those differences. Appreciate those differences. Find people who are in a situation different than you and ask them for directions. Find people that are in a different situation than you and give them directions. If you know what you want in your divine direction, each day, knowing what you want and aligning the meaning of your past. You see, most people don't even know what you want. If you read Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, Outwitting the Devil, The Laws of Success, he'll talk about manifesting what you want, knowing exactly with a definiteness of purpose on what you want. See, most people, they don't know what they want. In other words, they're living their lives in nothingness. They live their lives like tubes every day, food in, food out. But when you know what you want and you align the meaning of your past, the failures, the setbacks, the mistakes, the defining moments, the historical relevances, when you align the power that you've been given by your God to give meaning to everything you see, to give meaning to your past and align it with your divine direction, beyond intention, beyond what you do, say, think, feel, and believe, comes devotion. And when you come devoted to what you want, you have all the possibilities of what you want. You go from nothingness to possibilities. And then when you find your team, when you surround yourself with those people and you know your who, you now take that possibility and it becomes a probability. And that probability through your behaviors becomes what? Your perspective. And you participate in that perspective consistently, every day, persistently, without quit. In the pursuit of your potential, not what other people want for you, not what you don't want, not what you don't have, and especially not what social media wants for you, but what you want. And when you categorize the behaviors each day and say to myself, is this behavior aligned with my divine direction? Or is it interfering with it? Is it aligned with your divine? Is this person in my life aligned with my divine direction, or is it interfering with it? When I wrote my first book, you can see how the lineage of my books have changed. I wrote books called Compassionate Capitalism, Connected to Goodness, Unstoppable, Creating a Life You Love, Game Time Decision Making. Nobody stopped at the airports to buy them. Now I've already pre-sold more books in the same genre because I titled it Don't Do Business with Dicks. Power of marketing. But when you are aligned in your divine direction and you know how to get there, you now can create the priorities in your life each day by aligning. Are these people in line with where I want to be or interfering with it? We now can prioritize our day by what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, utilizing the mathematical equation of luck, which is what you pay attention to plus what you give your intention to in your divine direction will equal the coincidences in your life, the coinciding of the universe, the coinciding of the protection, promotion, love, and perfection in your life. The problem is most people have wisdom, but they have no faith. So when the evidence is not there or it's contrary, like in my first book, when I wrote my first book, Goodreads was the biggest editorial review on Amazon. And Amazon was mostly books back then. But anyway, the Goodreads reviewer said, David Meltzer, this book Connected to Goodness is terrible. I forget what she said. I think she called me an idiot because I said that you could talk to water and change the molecular structure of the water by speaking to it, which I studied and researched and still to this day believe is true. So my very first review on an international and United States best-selling book, my first review was 1 star from the biggest reviewer on the internet. I literally cried to my wife. And my wife said, well, the whole book is about somebody like this, David. She goes, why are you so upset? This is going to be terrific for you. I'm like, there's no evidence that this book is going to sell with 1 star from the best reviewer in the internet. What are you saying? She goes, that's not what you teach. You're being protected, promoted, loved, and perfected. And as usual, and my wife's not here, she's shopping. My wife was right. Because what happened was that everyone that read the review that agreed with her and said, nobody, this is stupid. Nobody can talk to water and change it. All of those people didn't buy my book. So I had no more bad reviews because people that think that way would hate my book and hate me. But the most interesting thing about my God and the protection, promotion, love, and perfection in my life, every time there's mistakes, setbacks, failures, all these defining moments of my life, is that people who never knew who I was, never would buy my book, read that review and got pissed off. And they said, this lady's an idiot. I believe you can talk to water. I want to read this guy's book. That one review, 1 star review, built my brand with millions of followers, almost a few $100 million built from that brand on my first book that gave me notoriety and awareness in the world because some lady disagreed with me and called me an idiot. I want you to think about the people you surround yourself with, the ideas you surround yourself with, the energy, the frequency that you surround yourself with. Everything vibrates in the world. The earth vibrates the slowest, then plants, animals, humans, then sound, then light, and then thought. But remind yourself, remember and recollect one thought. The thought that vibrates the fastest, remember things that vibrate, the frequency you have, it determines your awareness. And you want life to be easy, dissipate the diseasy. Awareness is key. Imagine if I could elevate your awareness of when to buy or sell. That's how I was suckered into meditation. I was studying in India and my guru said, I had no interest in it and said, oh, that's too bad because I could elevate your awareness to when to buy or sell. And back then all I cared about was money. So I'm like, yeah, I'll meditate. That sounds really like a very valuable thing when to buy or sell. You can ask the previous speaker. I think he would know how to make more money than even I do. But if we understand the awareness, it goes the earth, plants, animals, humans, sound, light, and then thought, and know that the thought that vibrates the fastest is the truth. There is only one truth on earth, your truth. Your truth, your potential, your God, your beliefs, your intention, not other people's, not what's missing, not what you don't have, and especially not what social media tells you. Your truth is what you follow. But you can't sit at home high, drunk, sick, broke on your mom's couch, dreaming about you what you want. You need to have a definiteness of purpose. You need to have a desire to be what you must be and look at the behaviors that you have and ask yourself, is this behavior, is this person, idea, thought, is it aligned with my divine direction? Or is it interfering with it? And when you start playing for the right teams, When you know what you want, making everything that you want a possibility, when you start finding the right people to where you want to be and to help people get to where they want to be, and you know how to do that by using your time, your behaviors with attention and intention in that divine direction, and you prioritize those each and every day by what's important to you, not what's important to other people, not what's missing, not what you don't have. And then you apply your why, stop searching for what already exists. You're already part and parcel to the most infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that protects you, promotes you, loves, and perfects you. I promise you one thing, if you know your what, your who, your how, and your now, and you apply your why, you'll be happy. You'll make a lot of money to help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. And if all of you are happy and help other people be happy, that certainly will make me happy. God bless all of you. Thank you for having me.